In the first movie of The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, Frodo has just been entrusted with the mission of destroying the ring. It's an adventure. It begins as an adventure for him. But as time continues and goes forward, he realizes that the burden of this ring is great. He realizes that he lost one of his friends, Gandalf, in the mountain. One of his companions, Boromir, dies in battle. And he realizes that this ring carries so much burden, so much suffering. And this adventure is no longer an adventure. It is now a nightmare. And in one of the iconic scenes at the end of the movie, he's standing at the river and he says these lines. I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened. You know, for ourselves as well, when this pandemic began, it might have felt like an adventure. You know, like, oh, I've never lived through a pandemic. And we're waking up, you know, waking up in our, working in our PJs all day, you know, getting to relax a little bit. But as these weeks have progressed and have continued forward, we're finding out that this isn't what we thought it would be like. Maybe our kids are getting on our nerves. Our patience is wearing thin. And we're struggling at home. And so what we thought would begin as an adventure has now become a nightmare. And so just like Frodo, we're left with the decision, just like he did. Do we continue with the mission or not? And our choice in this matter will depend on how we see our time, how we view life. And what the gospel does for us today is Jesus is offering the gift of eternal life. But the word he uses for life there is a particular way, right? Because when we hear the word eternal life, we think of an eternal version of what we have now. And it's like an eternal quarantine, and that's something nobody wants. And when we think of life, sometimes we think of life in the natural way. That's the one Greek word for the word life, bios. This earthly, natural life. And maybe maybe for the past few weeks we've been living in that way. We've just been living to try to survive. Just try to stay sane. Just try to make it through the next day. Just try to distract ourselves so that we can see the next day come. That's living according to bios. But when Jesus comes, he offers us the gift of eternal life. He's offering not just bios, he's offering in Greek zoe. And zoe is heavenly, supernatural life, because it comes from Jesus. We hear in the Gospel of John, in that first chapter, in him was life, and that life was the light of the world. And later on in the gospel, Jesus says, I came that they may have life, zoe, and have it to the full. And so what Jesus is coming is, he's coming to give us this eternal, supernatural life, a life of purpose, a life of mission, a life of zeal. And so we have a choice in how we want to live our lives, whether we want to live according to bios, or according to Zoe, the life of grace. See, you were born for this time. You were not a cosmic accident. God did not create you for the first century or the 8th century or the 21st century. God created you for the 21st century. He created you for this moment right here and right now. And he's calling each and every one of us to receive the gift of eternal life that breaks through into our world now. To receive the life of heaven so that we can infuse it to our homes. He's calling us to be saints. And the only way we can do that is through Zoe, through the gift of eternal life. You know, G.K. Chesterton says that The saints that converts the generation are the ones that contradict it the most. And so in our day and age, in our generation, where there is despair, meaninglessness, and anxiety, God is calling for a generation of saints who live with hope, who live with purpose, who live with peace. That's each and every one of you watching. That's me. We're called to be saints. And that's why we've come to the Mass today. We've come to the Mass to receive the gift of eternal life. Jesus says, "The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." And although we cannot receive Jesus sacramentally, we believe that spiritual communion truly gives us grace. St. Thomas Aquinas and the Council of Trent talk about how if we receive spiritual communion well, we truly receive the grace of the Eucharist. And so as we enter into the Mass today, do that spiritual communion with your whole heart and wholeheartedly, knowing that you will receive the gift of eternal life, the gift of Zoe, the gift of grace in your hearts. And maybe your hearts continue to rebel. You feel that struggle like Frodo. I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish coronavirus had never happened. I wish none of this had happened. But in that scene, this is how Gandalf, in a way, responds to him like an inspiration in his heart. Gandalf says, "So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us." So what will we do with the time that is given to us? Will we live a life according to bios or according to Zoe? Will we live the earthly, natural life of survival or the heavenly, supernatural life of sanctification?